Our original plan with this episode was to release a video onto YouTube, as well as releasing this audio version wherever you listen to podcasts. But unfortunately, the video got corrupted. So instead of releasing the video on YouTube, we will be releasing a trailer onto YouTube, and the full unedited audio will be put on our Patreon. Please enjoy Hot Ones. Hey everyone, welcome to You Hate to See It. This is our own version of Hot Ones here on You Hate to See It.
Called Mild Ones.
And I'm Adam.
I'm Jeff. Yes, very mild. We have the exact setup that they have of sauces.
So we're doing a little bit different sauces. I only wanted to pay for X amount and had a few sauces available. So how this is going to work is we all have questions. So round one, I'm going to ask Jeff a question. Jeff will ask Nick a question. Nick will ask me a question. And then round two, I will ask Nick a question. Nick will ask Jeff a question. Jeff will ask me a question. And we'll go back and forth that way. But we're eating the hot sauce before we ask the questions.
Okay.
Okay? So we all have to suffer together.
Okay.
So our first wing, and by wing,
they're
chicken nuggets. that we are trying. We have Frank's Red Hots, which has a Scoville level of 450.
Can I just say, I fucking hate buffalo sauce.
Well, first you are.
Yeah.
You have your questions memorized, or?
They're on my phone.
Okay. Well, all right.
It's a good hot sauce.
I hate it so much.
Yeah.
It's just vinegar.
I hate vinegar.
Yeah, that adds up. Well, fun fact, most hot sauces are vinegar-based, so good luck.
So, Jeff, in a zombie apocalypse, which weightlifting equipment would be your weapon of choice?
Weightlifting equipment. So basically, like, anything in a gym works, right?
Yeah.
It's a fucking treadmill. I run in place and die. Honestly, probably just, like, a lighter dumbbell. Because, like, I'm not going to carry around, like, plates. Like, maybe I'm not like going to be throwing 45.
Maybe, like, a kettlebell?
Yeah. I mean, either one works.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a kettlebell at least gives you, like, the handle to, like, kind of give yourself.
I mean, dumbbells some... also have a
that
handle.
That is true, yeah. Yeah.
Probably, like, yeah, like a 8 to 10-pound dumbbell so I can swing it multiple times without hurting my... Well, I'm going to die pretty quick anyway, so... My plan is to... I am one of the people that I'm just going to accept death if one happens. Fuck the living to try to survive. I'm just going to let them kill me. Yeah, that's probably it. Don't mind. No, I got to ask Nick. Yeah. Nick, why are you the way you are?
I blame my father and my mother. Yeah.
All right, I'll ask a real question. I just wanted to see where we could get that. Can you share a story about how a particular DC comic influenced you? So why are you Batman?
Why am I Batman? Oh, God. The first set, I think...
I fucking hate this ad, especially because, like, you're not covering a single part of your forehead. You are all
I got tired of, like, seeing the tip here. So, like, it's, like, right here.
This is better, but this, yeah.
Yeah, this is... I wanted to stop seeing it. I'd say probably... I really... There's so many good ones. That's the thing.
I wrote this question.
You wrote this question.
For Jeff, if you can't
tell. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, my question was...
Why am I the way that I am? I think the first one I read was under the Red Hood. So it was like the introduction of Red Hood, or like Jason Todd, as he's coming back. And I just... I watched the movie, which was a lot of people hated it, but like I thought it was decent. I liked a lot of the voice actors in it, and it has Jason Enkles as Red Hood, which is a very solid casting. But yeah, that I'd say that one. Oh yeah, I guess I should ask you a question.
Yeah. I'm also a part of this.
if you could play for any NHL team that wasn't the Blackhawks, I typed wants the Blackhawks, but that wasn't the Blackhawks, who would it be?
Seattle.
Wants the Blackhawks.
I for some
their uniforms are super good.
Uniform is great, and the logo's sick. Yeah, well, because here's the thing. The other teams have been around so long. I have a personal vendetta as a Hawks fan against 98% of the other teams.
I saw someone be like, do you know that, like, ever since they switched divisions, the rivalry between the Red Wings and the Blackhawks doesn't make any sense? And I, like, sat there and looked like, it's an original 16. I fucking hate all of them, no matter what division they're in.
Yeah.
Also, it's the Red Wings. That doesn't just die overnight.
Yeah. Fuck the Red
Wings. Yeah.
So our next sauce is, it's one of Hot One's originals. It's the classic garlic. It has a Scoville level of 1,700.
What was Frank's?
450.
Oh, that's jumping that gun real fast.
This is the one that they start with on the show.
Okay. I like garlic. I'm a fan.
Ooh. Now, where are those?
Ooh.
Has a very odd smoky flavor.
Yeah. I don't hate it.
Yeah, it's different.
Sorry, what's
up? I'd eat that on, like, eggs.
Yeah, that's good.
I'd dabble in that.
All right, Nick. All right. Can you recall a DC... that's not this question. Which DC superhero would you choose as a roommate, and why?
Hal Jordan.
Why?
So he's never there. And if he is there, he's military, so he's going to keep the place clean. He's going to kind of, he's going to do his own thing. He's going to fuck off. And that's like, if he is there, if he's not, you know, flying jets or saving the planet or whatever. And I can just maybe borrow the ring, you know, maybe be Green Lantern myself. You know, it's not like I can't borrow that power. Jeffrey.
No.
It cannot be your penis.
What?
What muscle would you pick to quadruple the size of?
Well, none of these are going to be good, because I'm going to look ridiculously stupid with any of them. Yes, pants will be so fun. Well, if I did my lats, my arms would shred off.
You could probably catch air, like, glide.
Yeah.
You choose your neck.
My brain just explode.
Oh my god.
This is a horrible question.
This is a great question. Oh, they don't get better from here.
Oh, awesome. I guess thighs. I don't know.
Thighs? Okay.
Like the quad specifically. Okay. Not hamstrings. I don't want the back of my legs to be boulders and like extra calf muscles. But I feel like it would be the easiest to deal with, I guess. Like I said, the lats, like I feel like my shoulders and stuff would just rip off.
You go traps and it's like, just they come up to your ears.
Also, I already can't scratch the middle of my back. I don't want that to be worse.
Okay. Right.
If any Marvel superhero, only one, mm-hmm. actually existed, which one would you want it to be and what version?
Honestly, like, I mean, everyone would say this, but probably for different reasons, I would want Iron Man to be real, and like anything post the first Avengers movie, Iron Man, because I think the good that Tony Stark could put into the world and the advancements in technology,
we could bomb each other faster.
But yeah, I think Tony Stark would actually be helpful to society post the Avengers.
Sorry, someone in our live audience is murdering Nick's dog.
Yeah.
I never said that. I just said someone.
She could bite you. All right. Next, we have spicy sweet passion fruit.
Oh.
And
I'm not gonna like this. I can tell already.
It has a Scoville level of 16,000.
Okay.
Wow, what a jump! What is that? 16,000.
Well, wait, hold on. The fuck?
We went from 1,700 to 16,000. Yep.
Oh. Well, cheers, all right. Boys.
Cheers, boys.
Very sweet.
That tastes like really good, actually. Yeah. It doesn't have the same heat.
No.
Yeah.
The other one was higher.
You gotta give it a minute.
I don't know. That was delightful.
This is scary.
That was very splendid.
I'm
gonna have another one of those.
I'm scared.
Jeff.
Wait.
What the fuck is this, man? What are you doing?
Just having another one.
Thank you. I got that part.
I mean, my mouth is numb now, actually. This has completely numbed my tongue.
I don't take, feel heat at all.
Jeff, if you had to choose one video game character to be your personal trainer, who would it be and why?
Probably Brick from Borderlands 1. The dude's just a walking mountain of muscle. His super, when you, alt with him, his, super ability is he just punches everything to death.
I'd like to point out for the audience at home, Adam and I have just started eating the sauces for fun.
And that passion fruit one
is really very dumb. Delightful.
It has numbed my mouth completely. I have no feeling left in it.
That's
but...
crazy because it's about to get real bad for you because that did nothing to me.
I don't
know. So...
Well, not hot-wise, it just numbed it.
Maybe you're allergic to it.
Yeah. Could be.
There's penicillin in here.
You can do your trach.
All right.
Oh, me for Nick.
Yeah.
Sorry. I was unprepared. Trying to think of something about volleyball.
No. Oh, no.
I got nothing. We'll just do this. Share a funny nap. I don't want that one. In the vast landscape of pop culture, what do you believe is the most underrated or overlooked gem that deserves more attention? I'm trying to think of volleyball questions now. I'm going to hit you with a solid one.
I have a lot of these. That's the thing. Oh, boy. The TV series Grimm. I thought that the show was great, using Grimm fairy tales to build their own little universe and having Grimms kind of be the thing that keeps an ecosystem in check, and just having that happen as a cop. It was great. I think I've watched that entire series several times, and it is just all around great. I think it could have kept going. I would love to see them bring it back or kind of revamp it in some way. Also, I don't think this is underrated, Bullet Train.
I have heard great things about
that movie. Yeah, is phenomenal. Our audience is very happy with Bullet Train, with the Bullet Train answer. I ask one of you. I ask Jeff, I believe. No, I ask Adam. Who do I ask?
You're asking me.
I'm asking you. What movie would you redo if you could? With 100% full creative direction? I don't know what to call that.
Yeah. Honestly, I think Battleship Potemkin could be really cool modern day.
Yeah, that movie sucked.
I think Battleship Potemkin is a black and white silent film.
Hence why it sucked.
Yeah, I made Jeff watch it. He hates it. I think it is very slow and boring, but I think with a modern retelling with modern budget and modern effects, I think that movie could be phenomenal.
Okay.
It'd be a really interesting movie. Next up, we have The Cosmic Disco, which has a Scoville level of 103,000.
Dude, sir, what is this horseshit?
Jumps. Yay, pain.
You said that, but the last one was delicious.
Yeah, maybe this one's also good.
Yeah, and this
good.
One's...
This one's gonna taste like a disco.
What's it, sweat?
All right.
Sweat and acid?
Cheers.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Too much...
Yep, there it is.
Yep.
This is when I start doing...
This is where I start spacing out. Make sure it doesn't go down the wrong pipe. You'll have the worst time of your life. All right, not too bad. It'll get much worse.
I'm having a rough time right now. I'm sweating.
I'm all right. It's okay.
I'm being very deliberate with how I chew.
I put it straight on my tongue.
Yeah, so did I.
Put it on one side of my mouth so only one side hurts.
Sits.
It's going to linger, yeah.
I forgot I need to ask questions.
I can't wait for someone to have to edit out.
I need who's to fucking talk.
I asked Nick now.
Yeah, you hate us.
It's not going away.
Yeah, I forgot my question for you.
Can you recall a DC comic storyline that resonated with you on a personal
You asked
level?
That already.
How has... No, I didn't.
I need you guys
I
to
he did.
No, this is a different question. Can you recall a DC Comics storyline that resonated with you on a personal level and why?
I said Red Hood! I didn't know the Red Hood!
No, he asked about a story that influenced you.
Oh, personal.
This is something personal that happened to you.
We're halfway in. These are gonna get so much worse. I'm gonna eat another chicken nugget without sauce.
Will it help?
No.
I'm gonna go back to the packing crew.
Oh, that doesn't help.
Answer the fucking question so I can talk, you fat fuck. Are you scared yet? Are you scared?
The comic that most resonates with me.
Don't repeat the question. Just fucking answer it. I will get violent.
Is the human target, because it's just a by Tom King. It's the new one that came out last year. It's just a dude who's going up against the powers and juggernauts that are the DC universe. And it's just a dude who takes a bullet.
You have to watch this. This is going straight up.
Sweating
to YouTube, right?
So much.
Yeah. So like you don't have to pay for this one, right?
No.
Okay, yeah. So you're gonna have to watch this on YouTube because Nick's just rubbing his thighs.
Hey, can I have a glass too?
Having the passion fruit helps.
Yeah, because you're allergic to it.
Dude, my lips hurt.
I'm not even using it right now, but I know after this one, yes.
Oh, okay. Ask a Jeff question.
Oh, I have a Jeff question. Can't be water.
Does it have to be plausible?
Just rocks. It just
has to be a liquid.
Oh. Can't be water.
Snow.
That's what I was thinking. I was gonna say snow, so it's always cold. Something like that. I don't know. What is there a liquid that's all liquid nitrogen?
Pudding.
That would be so bad.
I will allow Jell-O.
We're counting Jell-O as a liquid. Just never let it set.
Never gets cold enough.
Pudding. I don't know. That's a weird. You guys gonna make it over there? Just horse cum. We're all thinking it. It's just gonna be animal cum. Just a little bit from each animal on the planet. I can have the most exotic bed ever. Animal cum.
That's the next one, right?
Yeah.
Dude, are there still four?
Okay, what's your question for me?
Oh, if you could fight any hockey player in an actual hockey fight, past, so one present.
Past, present, or future.
Or, like, so you get to choose one present day and then one from the past.
I'd beat the fuck out of Connor Bedard because he has a broken jaw right now. And then I'd throw hands with Ron Hextall.
He's been waiting his entire life to be asked this question.
I'll lose against Hextall, but I'll have a good time doing it.
I don't know who that is.
Adam is not going to make it.
He's the number one fighting goalie ever. He's the first goalie to score a goal.
Now it's over here, right?
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
Okay, hold on before I... Yeah. Okay, the next up is the Bomb Evolution with a Scoville level to be determined.
What the fuck does that mean?
Eh?
What does that mean?
They haven't figured it out yet.
How? Oh, it's thick.
No. I don't want to do this.
This is all that I'm scraping more off.
I'm gonna dip from what Adam fucking
No, put some more on.
You pussy. I hate you. Come on, man.
Oh, God, that's so much.
You know what? Maybe this is where I bite and don't eat the whole thing.
All right. I'm the only one doing it.
I re-dipped.
That texture's awful.
I just chewed and swallowed as fast as I could.
Oh, it's building.
It's fine. It's down. We're good. We're good. I'm gonna hate my life later.
No, I'm hating it now.
When it comes out the other end, it's gonna be such a bad time.
Jeff. What's your biggest accomplishment and why are you proud of it?
Oh, it's coming back up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming back up.
So bad. All right, talk.
Go back down.
I also can't think.
The faster we answer questions.
I also can't think, so I'm just going to say winning state and powerlifting. I mean, that's pretty cool. What was the rest of that question?
Why are you proud of it?
Because I won state, go.
It's your question.
I know.
I'm doing fine. I cheated here.
Yeah. Fuck. It's your proudest moment in volleyball. Fuck.
Getting an ace with nothing but float serves because I served a float serve, got an ace, and then the other team's libero looked at me and goes, I could hear him go, fucking this guy can't even do jump serves. We can get this. Let's move on to the next one. And I fucking aced his ass because his back right fucking couldn't return shit.
So what magnitude earthquake happened from that?
What?
Oh, what's my question?
What characters would you do a trade deal for in DC Marvel trade deal? Like, who would you swap? Hey, it's just sitting on the back there. It's not going away. It's just there.
The Flash and Quicksilver.
He pushy.
Nothing helps.
Also, we are going to run out of questions, but that's just because I figured it'd be awful at the end.
I'm just eating nuggets. There's like the back left of my tongue is just burning.
So this is our last question.
I'm dying.
Why did I not bring these over?
Last question. Three wings. We're gonna do one though. And we'll do each individual as we ask questions.
Okay.
I didn't understand any of that.
We're doing three, like boom, boom, boom. We're taking all three of us one noun, then all three of us are taking the next one for the next, like, for your question, or for Nick's question.
Oh.
And then for your question to me, we take one.
Okay.
1 second.
Hey, look, this
bring the gallon.
Give me the cheese.
Bring the whole thing of milk. Bring all. Give us all the milk.
No, not that cheese.
What?
I need that cheese!
What?
The fucking dinner, you asshole!
I need to pee really bad.
No.
I love you, smokes.
Great.
Are you gonna put it back into the bottle?
I'm not gonna chug straight out of it.
Oh, that's what I'm about to do. What?
I might know if it works.
Too. We'll see.
Give me a little chunk.
I don't have a knife.
Oh, who cares?
Break it, it's Parmesan.
Do it.
You get no milk here.
That's all you're giving him? Being stingy with the Parmesan? Bite it!
I don't need it right now!
I do.
Okay. Alright, kids.
This is awful.
Let's do it.
This is a horrible decision.
A little...
No, like the Parmesan was a bad idea.
Little bite. Little dip.
Okay.
Well, my question to Nick. Oh, we will have... No, we will have one more question after this. Or maybe... I'm losing track. I'm losing track of my questions, so we might have to scratch everything I said. We're still back to normal. No.
Yeah, we can have audience questions.
If we have extra, we'll consider audio audio questions.
Nick. Okay, right? Are we ready?
Oh, which one? This one?
This one.
What's this one?
This one is Watermelon Ghost has a Scoville of 641,000.
That sounds delightful. Okay.
Okay.
That's delightful.
Mmm. That is actually great.
Yeah, that's really nice. It's not nice anymore.
Where's the heat?
I don't like it anymore.
It's there.
How has owning a house changed? How has owning a house changed your perspective on life? And what's your favorite part of being a homeowner?
I love having privacy and just able to have a castle that I can call my own, and it really reinforces my belief in property rights.
Hey, that one wasn't bad.
Okay. Yeah, that one was quite delightful, actually. I'm very tempted. I'm gonna, maybe not. Oh, no.
No. It cooled everything else off. I'm not going in for a second bite.
I will.
Nick, ask your question.
Oh. What facial hair would you grow if you had could do it without? Could any... What? What facial hair would you grow without any consequences, like, you know, mutton chops, handlebar, like, what would you...
I can do that.
Okay. But, like...
I think he's saying without society... Without society
judging you or whatever. Would you grow it all the way down to your dick and then throw it on your back or something?
No.
Or?
This is already fucking too long.
Probably big curly Q mustache.
Big curly.
Hey, audience, ask Adam a question. I'm throwing mine to them now. It's... Okay, well, that was lame. Our first in-person one sucks. We threw it out to audience questions.
That watermelon one is just plain delightful.
If you could name your child any name without Morgan having a say in it, what would it be? And society not bullying him for it.
Aiden.
No.
That's my favorite name, and Morgan's turned it down.
Aiden?
Yeah.
I was really hoping for more there.
I'd name mine Clavicle.
Cornelius.
Cornelius is good. Can we go with Clavicle for our?
Huh. Okay. Are we ready for the next one?
Probably not. It looks chunky.
Okay. So, this is the last dab Apollo, which is the old hottest hot sauce in the world. The next one's the new one.
Every single thing you're doing sounds like a burp.
In the world's hottest hot sauce. Just, the last two haven't been Scoville rated yet. So, we're on the last day of Apollo.
How do they test that?
I don't know.
No.
Jeff, if you could have a conversation with any video game character, who would it be and what would you talk about? Also, eat your nugget.
Huh.
Ooh, that just doesn't taste pleasant. I'm not in pain, it just isn't a delight. Like, it isn't pleasant.
Remember
taste.
Remember when you said that we're pussies and you can handle this? And then
it's just not, like, the flavor from it is gross.
And then 4 wings in, you're rubbing your thighs?
That was the worst one so far. These last three have not
and
been bad.
Because everything else, it's just, like, on top of hot.
Like, there's heat.
Hot.
But, like, the actual flavor from it is more, is so
off-putting. Apollo tastes terrible.
It's awful.
No,
and, oh, it's bad.
It tastes terrible.
You come down here and check that.
Yeah, audience, come here.
All right.
Do you want to run the ringer?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, while Jeff answers.
Probably Geralt, and I'd add, we talk about how fun it is to stab things with swords. I think it would be fun to stab monsters with swords.
Yeah.
It has to be delightful. I wouldn't like the
it's
time
just not
period,
pleasant.
Though. Which one?
The one that, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Try this one. Ooh. Hold
on. It's burning now. It's burning the back.
Burning, yeah.
This one's not bad. That one fucking hurt.
Oh, yeah, that's the bomb.
Wait, why did it take so long to hit?
All right. What's your question to Nick?
Oh.
While I break off another hunk of cheese.
If money wasn't a thing, what hobby would you do?
Oh, God. Glass blowing.
I thought it was going to be reloading. Or blacksmithing.
I mean, those are really good. I thought about them. Dude, it's now like just sitting in the back.
Yeah. That's why I'm doing little dips now.
I'm fighting demons.
It's all starting to calm down for me.
It is calming down, but like...
It's starting.
I don't like the sensation in my mouth.
I think the one
like air,
the
like
milks.
It's super sensitive to like breathing.
Yeah. I can't wait to go back to the passion fruit.
I probably do my, because like I can do gunsmithing and glass and like reloading with money. If money was no option, I would do glass blowing. Like if I could build my own studio.
Fair.
And like reteach myself everything.
You for me. I think I've met God and I've come out on the other side just hot. I'm having menopause right now.
I've asked you my questions.
It's weird. Like I've gone over the peak.
Yeah.
I'm on the calm down, but the calm down still.
It's still not pleasant.
Yeah.
This next one, I'm gonna like do a full dip on, just to really hammer it home.
Okay. I mean, I'll join you. I'm not happy about it.
What would you make your daily driver vehicle if money was no option and it couldn't be a automobile?
Please say nuclear sub.
That's kind of a, like an airplane or something. Like.
We'll try the cheese again. I love that we're just demolishing like a block of
a Zamboni.
Nice.
That's fair. That's checks.
Okay. Last questions.
Why?
Dude, that sucked. It took a minute. It's still just sitting in the back of my throat. Eating made it so much worse. Like, I was fine, and then I
Who did I ask a question to? You?
Because he just asked.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Fuck me. I don't really want it. I'm not doing that. I'm not. I'm not doing that.
I'm taking a bite because this is just absorbing everywhere. Hey, Nicholas.
I'm asking
you.
Oh, okay.
That taste is actually... Nope, never mind. Can you share a childhood...
Holy shit!
Can you share a childhood memory related to video games that had a significant impact on you?
Mass Effect. Oh. It just was... It reestablished my desire to go into the military, which I never did. It reestablished my...
What?
What?
You're not in the military?
No.
Huh.
And, like, it just kind of taught me about, like...
That one numbed me. That's actually not that bad.
Relationships and respect and service in a way that, like, I didn't think that I would ever experience. Mm-hmm. So, Mass Effect. That was not pleasant.
That was terrible.
Oh, my spit washed it all around.
I made a kebab.
I'm proud of you.
Okay. What's your favorite military aircraft?
That B-52.
It was really awesome, wasn't it?
Probably just the Warthog, though. Just the fear.
The Parmesan helps a lot, actually.
If you could have an endless supply of one food, what would it be?
Panda Express.
I was not expecting that.
Not expecting that at all.
Literally.
Do you have, like, a newfound love for Panda Express? I've never.
No. The Panda Express has always been my favorite restaurant.
Oh.
That's Morgan, fucking wild.
Morgan and I were literally just talking like the same thing.
It's a good choice. You have lots of choices. Hey, that is just all over your face.
Well, this overall was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Kind of sucked. Some moments were real bad.
My stream one was worse, but I was also playing competitive video games during it.
It is.
I thought it was going to be worse. But I also wasn't, like, dousing everything in the sauce like they do on hot ones.
That one.
Yeah, that one.
Fucked me.
It kind of feels like...
That was the one that was to be determined, right?
Yeah. Well, this... The bomb in both last...
Know what this feels like? This feels like I took the toothpick and, like, stuck it in my tongue and dragged it down.
Hey, are we done? Can we wrap this up? I want to go die.
Yeah. Thanks so much for watching and listening.
Bye, I gotta piss so bad.
Alright, thanks for watching, everyone.
Bye. This sucked. my tongue still hurts.
I'm proud of you.
I can't wait for my next poop.